tactical feed shortly.
Thank you again, Master, Shigar said, surrendering control of the comm to an unhappy Jet Nebula. Already instructions and telemetry were flowing into the Auriga fire from the approaching ships. When Jet patched his ship's computer into the feed, it would become part of a much larger tactical entity, no longer a free agent.
Cheer up, said Shigar to Jet with a grin. You've worked for the Republic before, haven't you?
Sure, but only for their money. Not for glory or the fun of it like you seem to.
It won't be for long. I just want to see this.
You're not fooling anyone, Shigar. I know you don't want to make good on your deal with T'Sell Barish.
Shigar pulled down the corners of his mouth, but said nothing to deny the charge. The cruiser Master Satil occupied hove past them, a golden lozenge that looked deceptively smaller than it actually was, with a command nacelle protruding like an insect sting from the rear, and a hull studded with turbolaser and ion cannon blasters. By craning his neck, Ulu could make out the telemetry streaming into the Auriga fire. The cruiser was called the Corellia. He recognized its name from Supreme Command Stantor's reports. Jet surrendered his ship to Republic Command. Soon they were just one of eight vessels obeying instructions from Colonel Gurin. The assembly of ships moved smoothly into a lower orbit, juggling course and attitude changes with confident ease. Cheerfully, businesslike inter-ship chatter filled the comm, both biological and droid. Clunker's usual blank posture became more attentive. Ula, too, listened closely for valuable intel. In such tense times, military protocols changed almost daily.
I'm registering activity down below, said Jet. Xandret and her people know we're here.
Why aren't they saying anything, then?
Asked Lorin.
Perhaps they're shy.
What kind of activity?
Asked Shigar.
Heat dumps mainly. Perhaps reactors firing up. A couple look like industrial sites, but their signatures are off the scale.
Are you passing the data on to Colonel Gurin?
He's seeing exactly what we're seeing. Unless he's admiring the view elsewhere.
The galaxy formed a beautiful pinwheel backdrop as Satil Shan made her first broadcast to the people of Sabaddon.
My name is Grandmaster Satil Shan, she said, broadcasting on all frequencies, since most commonly used bands were clogged by radiation from the black hole. I come not in the name of the Republic, but on behalf of the upholders of peace and justice across the galaxy.
What's that all about?
Asked Hetchke.
It's Jedi double talk, said Lorin. She doesn't want the Sabaddonites to think they're about to be invaded.
Even though she's riding at the head of a fleet of Republic warships?
Even so.
Shigar raised a hand for silence. No one had replied, so Master Satil was trying again.
We have reason to believe that a diplomatic mission sent from Sabaddon was intercepted before it could reach its destination. We are not responsible for its destruction, but I wish to convey to you our sincerest regrets, and to share with you the data we have collected regarding this unfortunate incident.
More activity, said Jet. Those hotspots are getting really hot.
Are you sure they're not volcanoes? Asked Lorin.
He didn't reply, and neither did the people of Sabaddon to Satil Shan's last message.
They could be volcanoes, said Ula, unwilling to dismiss any suggestion Lorin made, even one intended as a joke. It would make sense to tap into